Welcome to the July 2007 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published for over 70 years in Dublin, New Hampshire. Sure, it's only 47 and a half miles long, but don't get Rhode Islanders started on the subject of their state. That is, unless you have plenty of time. First of all, you ought to know that its official name isn't just Rhode Island. Rather, it's, quote, the state of Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations, unquote. It's a little long for the license plate, I guess. Other names for it have been the Plantation of the Otherwise Minded and Rogue's Island. At one time, the greatest slave-trading colony in America, Rhode Island, was the first civilized community anywhere in the world that allowed freedom of religion. Of its Roger Williams psyche emphasizing freedom of conscience and action, Massachusetts Puritan Cotton Mather said, quote, if a man has lost his religion, he might find it in this general muster of opinionists, unquote. Little Rhodey, or the Ocean State, is still a general muster of opinionists, and as such has just naturally developed a reputation for tolerance. I believe it still has the only fishing cooperative in New England. Brown University is the only university in our region without the town gown problems one encounters in, say, Cambridge and New Haven. It calmly tolerates, well, crooks in various positions of power, like, for instance, colorful and beloved by many, Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci, former Providence Mayor, I should say, who was just released last month from jail. Known as the working man's mayor, Buddy was occasionally seen riding horseback down fancy Blackstone Boulevard in Providence, with his spurs pointing forward so he wouldn't hurt the horse. And did you know that Rhode Island has the highest proportion of Roman Catholics of any state in the Union? Of course it's small, only 47 and a half miles long, and at most 40 miles wide. Yet it has more people than either Vermont or New Hampshire. If you live in the Rhode Island countryside, you can, or so they say, be in the city in 7 minutes. And like a person of small stature, Rhode Island absolutely refuses to be overlooked or ignored. Quote, do you realize Rhode Island was the first colony to disregard the British Stamp Act? A museum curator suddenly asked me a few years ago as we were sifting through some photographs of 19th century Cranston. Actually pronounced Cranston. We were also the first to officially renounce allegiance to Great Britain, he continued. His voice was now rising a bit. And among the first to adopt the Articles of Confederation, and the first to fire a cannon at any British naval vessel, unquote. Really? I remember responding, attempting to lift the appearance of my own interest to his very earnest level. Oh, sure, he said. And the first Baptist church is in Providence. The first Jewish synagogue in America is in Newport. The country's first cotton mill, started by Samuel Slater, was begun in Pawtucket in 1790. The first lighthouse on the American coast was built at Beaverdale, Rhode Island, back in 1749. The first spinning jenny in the United States was in... I think it was here that I managed to interrupt him with a hearty, by gary, followed by, that sure is something. You know, no telling how long he would have gone on. But, you know, I was impressed. Still am, too.